It's yet another 50th anniversary tour.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip. Powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock.
The Doobie Brothers announced their 50th anniversary tour, and for the first time in 25 years, that will include Michael McDonald. The band was at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville last night, and McDonald joined him on stage for Taking It to the Streets, and Pat Simmons announced that the entire band, including Michael McDonald, would be teaming up for a North American tour. Here's Tom Johnston.
It could be a very interesting year, but it will be our 50th anniversary, which is weird. Pretty amazing, but it's just hard to think that many years have gone by. I mean, somewhere in here, I'm still 25 years old.
No, you're not. The tour is going to kick off June 9th, West Palm Beach, Florida. And in addition to the tour, they've been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're third in the fan vote. There's also a book in the works, a Las Vegas residency. That one does not include Michael McDonald. And an EP they want to put out. That tour comes here to Mohegan Sun Arena July 2nd. I told you yesterday they were lying. I said it. I said, liar. Liar. Those Motley Crue guys, it smelled of a publicity stunt. It certainly did. What were they lying about? They said they're not going to tour. They're not going to play. In fact, in 2014, their farewell tour, they all signed a cessation of touring agreement. Yeah, they're never going to tour again. Well, yesterday they had a video with narration by Machine Gun Kelly, who played Tommy Lee in the Crue movie The Dirt, and they blew it up. They blew up the agreement. The tour is going to be with Def Leppard and Poison and Motley Crue. No dates have been announced yet. Just to tell you that they do lie, back in 2014, Nikki Sixx said the only way to avoid this agreement would be for all four members to agree. But then he said there are people in the band who will refuse to ever do it again. And you're talking to one of them. There's no amount of money that would ever make me do it again because I have such pride in how we're ending it. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.